Blackstone Audio presents My Dog Tulip by J.R. Ackerley. Introduction by Elizabeth Marshall Thomas. Introduction. Who would imagine that the bodily eliminations, impacted anal glands, and sexual dysfunction of an ordinary dog could inspire a story so delicate, so sensitive, so clearly understood, and so purely and delightfully composed as to rival an Elizabethan sonnet? This tiny book, first printed as a very limited edition in England in 1956, has won the praise of such literary giants as Julian Huxley and E.M. Forster, and continues to pop up on lists of the best book about animals and even of the 20th century. And yet the most striking and dramatic aspect of it is the outright banality of the story it has to tell. The subject of this wonderful book is an unspayed German shepherd bitch, Tulip, who was somewhat undertrained by normal standards, as she made free with rugs and furniture and sometimes threatened to bite. Otherwise, she lived an ordinary, quiet life in a London apartment. Her owner, J.R. Ackerley, seems ordinary too, although he was for many years a distinguished editor and author in British literary circles. He appears in these pages simply as Tulip's owner, a bachelor taking his dog for walks and to the veterinarian, doting and worrying just as any other dog owner would do. If the book is remarkable, Tulip was not. She wasn't a lassie or a rin-tin-tin. Far otherwise, as I learned from a publisher who had actually met her. He said quite frankly that she was a terror. And though Ackerley doesn't entirely veil that fact, according to him, he doesn't tell us the half of it. Evidently, her behavior was so awful that Ackerley's friends stopped visiting him, and